A little over a year ago, Chuck Wingo and his wife, Pam, moved into a new house in an innovative housing development. Their house, like all the others in the neighborhood, is equipped with a bank of solar panels built right into the roof like shingles.
These are the 2 meters that are on the house. It's simple. One uses for our usage what we use, and the other one is from the solar panels what we produce.
Chuck says sometimes he walks to the side of his California house and just watches the solar meter spin.
We check it all the time. What's even better is checking the bills. The bills are great. We paid $16 for our usage in August, the hottest month in Sacramento. So that's kind of cool.
The Wingos weren't big environmentalists before moving into this house. But Pam says when she heard about this development, something clicked.
The idea just sounded, if you're going to move, do it right at least. Do something proactive about what you're going to, where you're going to be living and how you're going to be spending your money. It's really good for everybody. For the country, you know, we all should be living like this so we're not wasting our energy.
And many more Californians will be living that way if the California Solar Initiative lives up to its promise. State energy regulators approved the initiative, which will add a small fee to utility bills in order to create a $3 billion fund. That fund is designed to make solar panels more affordable. It starts by offering rebates to consumers who buy them. Bernadette Del Chiaro, a clean energy advocate with Environment California, says once those panels get cheaper, the marketplace goes to work.
The problem with solar power today is its cost. Most of us can't afford, you know, an extra $20,000 to equip our home with solar panels. And what we're doing in California with this program is we're saying we want to get the cost of solar power down. By growing the market 30-fold over the next 10 years, we're going to be able to cut the cost of solar panels in half.
Last year, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger tried to get the California legislature to approve something similar. That plan got bogged down in state politics, so he took it to the Public Utilities Commission. While the commission can raise the money, there are some parts of this revamped solar program that have to be legislated. Democratic State Senator Kevin Murray has worked with the Republican governor on solar power issues. He says he plans to introduce a new bill that would require solar panels be included as an option on all new homes built in the state.
Rather than some specialized left-wing alternative kind of thing. We want it to be in the mainstream so that when you're going to buy a new home, you pick your tile and you pick your carpet and you also pick your solar system. So that would have to be done legislatively. And then the other important thing that would have to be done legislatively is to raise the net metering cap so that if you're selling energy back to the grid, that you can get compensated for it.
The new program would also target businesses, even farms. Public Utilities Commissioner Diane Grunick says she hopes this doesn't stop with California.
I'm very, very excited. This is the largest program in the country, and I'm hoping that other states will take a look at this program as well so that it's not just something in California, but helping other states.
And if the solar power initiative is a success in California, backers say it's good news for consumers all over the country. Much like the hybrid car, made cool by Hollywood celebrities, California leaders hope they can make solar trendy and more affordable for everyone. For the GLRC, I'm Tamara Keith.